you think when you hear words like frugal and thrifty? It makes me think of this one old lady who used to get the bus when I was on the way to school in Brisbane, and she made her own dresses, I reckon, and she paid for the bus ticket with coins out of a very worn purse, and her only extravagance, it would have seemed, was the monthly trip to the hairdresser for her blue rinse. Now, maybe after that description, you feel sorry for my old lady, but my next guest, blogger Rhonda Hetzel, thinks that old lady might have felt sorry for us. Rhonda's blog, Down to Earth, has had 20 million hits, and she's here today to flog a new book called The Simple Home. Thanks for coming in, Rhonda.
Thank you, Ellen.
What did that old lady understand that maybe our generation's forgotten?
Well, I think she understood that you can do a whole lot of things for yourself and you don't have to pay for them. You do pay in time, but you don't pay in money.
Okay, now when did that realisation strike you like a thunderbolt?
Probably about 12 years ago when I was burnt out and stressed. I was working as a technical writer for BHP and a whole lot of other mining companies, and I really was very unsure about what I was going to do next because I just hated going to work every day. I had my own business, I shut it down. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I sat on my front veranda and thought, okay, well, the first thing I do have to do is to make up for the money that was coming in. And I started on cutting back on a whole lot of things to start off with. But when I started doing that, it opened up this incredible world that I didn't really know existed until then. And it was sort of like the world that I grew up with. I'm nearly 70. I was born in the 1940s. So I was growing up and a teenager and in my 20s in the 50s and 60s. And the Australia then was very different. So what I think I've done now is to take the good parts of old Australia and bring it into a modern context, because I'm very much a modern woman too. And I've disregarded the rest and just left it there.
Okay. Now let's just dig into that a little bit. You've obviously got a very distinct point of view coming through in this book, and you refer to thoughtless spenders. I want you to imagine me as the thoughtless spender. Why am I thoughtless?
Well, I don't mean that as a bad thing. I think that we're so programmed by advertising and peer pressure to just go for it and have whatever we want, what we see out there.
Because it will make us happier.
It will make us happier.
We will be fulfilled.
Yes, and even our government is saying spend for the economy. Mm. When you go to the other end of that, I think that, you know, we need to have a decent economy, and I'm very happy when the Australian economy is healthy, but we shouldn't put ourselves into debt by doing that. And I think that that's the thoughtless part of it, that you don't think about the money that you earn in a meaningful way that will better your life.
In other words, this is going to take me, this new flat screen TV, I'm going to have to work for X hours.
Exactly.
And that's time of my life. So how much time do you win back if you're not buying all that stuff?
Well, it depends. It depends on how much you decide to make for yourself, because we all know that what we're buying most of the time with our money is the convenience of somebody else making things for us.
You betcha.
So that could either be food, convenience food, takeaway food. It could be dresses or shoes or whatever. There are ways of getting around paying for all of those things. You can, for instance, I'm still wearing the clothes that I wore when I was back working.
Okay.
I still buy a few things. In fact, my new glasses.
They're fabulous, by the way.
That's my extravagance, because I think that it's an important point to make that being frugal or thrifty doesn't mean being cheap, and it doesn't mean making yourself miserable.
I'm going to lean over for this book.
Hang on.
All right, here it is, The Simple Home, and it's done out in a month-by-month guide, which is like an old-fashioned American almanac, isn't it?
That's
the idea. So let me put this to you. You've got this wonderful section on making your own cleaning products. You've got growing your own veggies and darning your own socks. Now, I'm imagining the listener with a 60-hour-a-week job. He's got three kids under 10. She's got an elderly parent to care for. They don't have time for this.
Well, I think they do. I think that they're not going to do everything that I do, but they're in the book, there's a whole lot of things that you can do when you do have the time. So, for instance, if you wanted to make your own laundry liquid,
Why do I want to do that?
Because it's you've got four ingredients in there.
Might as well tell me what they are.
Well, water, soap, borax, and washing soda. Now, if you look at any bought laundry liquid, it will have 50 things in it that you haven't got a clue about. If you make it the way that I'm proposing, it's going to cost you about $3 to make 10 litres. If you go to the supermarket and buy 10 litres, you're going to pay $70. And it will take you about 10 minutes to make it. And you've got enough for months. So anyone can squeeze 10 minutes into their day every few months to save that amount of money.
All right, so now I've done that. You've got me. Okay, I'm going to do the laundry liquid. I'm going to do that part.
Good.
But I haven't got 8 hours a week to run a veggie garden.
No.
And besides which, I don't necessarily only want to cook with the vegetables that are in season. People can abuse me on Twitter, but maybe I want something that has to be brought in from overseas.
Yeah, and I need it. Yeah, I mean, the people who are drawn to this lifestyle are very diverse. We have got people who are working. We've got people like me who aren't. And it does suit everyone. But if you don't want to have your own vegetable garden, I would suggest that you go and find a really good market close to you, that you know where the people are getting their produce from. Talk to them, find out who they are and why they're doing what they're doing, and know a little bit about your food.
You have to convince me this is a challenge for you now. You might have had 20 million hits, but you ain't met me before. Convince me to sew. First of all, I can't thread a needle. I can't see that well. I'm old.
Well, you don't have to sew, Ellen. I'm giving you that off.
But try and persuade me.
Well, if you've got a favourite blouse, for instance, what I used to do when I was in your position and working every day, if a button fell off, I'd throw the blouse away. So you can sew.
I just wear it without the button.
That's good. But, you know, you can sew a button on easily. Sit down in front of the TV at night and do it. You don't have to make a special trip into a special room and pick up special implements to mend something. You know, tacking up a hem again so that it's not hanging down. Now, even you are not going to come to work with your hem hanging down. You know, those simple things, it's just so easy to do them.
You talk about the elegance of cleanliness. Now, I've got to admit, we started this program when I introduced you at the beginning and I quoted Margaret Olley, whose advice was if the house, wasn't she wonderful?
Oh, yes.
She did, I read, have a person come in to clean the floor, but the person didn't attempt to deal with the overflowing ashtrays, the quietly decaying still life bowls of fruit and flowers. And her advice was if the house looks dirty, buy another bunch of flowers. That's my advice.
Yeah, I just love Margaret Olley and I love that philosophy. But not everyone's like that. It's okay if you are. It's okay if you're like me too.
You talk about the elegance of cleanliness.
Well, I suppose that's a bit of a turn of phrase for the book so that people will think, oh, that sounds good. But I think that if you get into a routine, and I think that's a key thing with cleaning, you get into a routine, you do as much as you like, and what everyone has to remember is that housework never ends.
Mm.
So that if you get that into your head, you just do the amount that you want to do on that particular day, leave the rest and do not feel guilty about it.
Jermaine Greer once told me, housework expands to fit the time available.
She's right too. She's right on a lot of things, that woman.
Why does my laundry need liberating?
Well, laundries are places where people just throw things in there. They don't really think about it. They fill the washing machine up every so often and do it. But if you make that the centre of your cleaning, for instance, and that's where you make up your laundry liquid and your gumption and your spray and wipe cleaner, it's just easier for you to do if you've got an organised laundry.
Mm. Now, all of this, I mean, you talk about baking bread and growing vegetables and all the rest of it,
yep.
But there's a philosophy behind it. You write, if you know deep down in your bones that your real worth is not determined by what you own, then you're well on your way to breaking out of the restrictions of mainstream life. There is a real liberation in disconnecting from the insatiable desires of overconsumption. What does that liberation feel like? And is it just you by yourself having that liberation, or is it sort of a moving beyond the selfishness of consumption?
It's not just me. I've got a lot of people. I've got a forum that we've got 6,000 members who come on all the time. They're international people, and they're also people who are my age and people who are very young. And overwhelmingly, people say that when they start living like this and giving away the expectations of their peers, that they become contented, and that contentedness grows into happiness. And it's sort of something that just stays inside you all the time. You don't have to work at it. It's just there. And I think that you get that by taking control of your own life and not going along with the rest of your peers in spending whatever, just making your own decisions, spending when you want to spend, but most of the time being more prudent.
Domestic liberation. Thank you for telling me about it, Rhonda.
You're welcome.
I might even think about sewing. Rhonda Hetzel, her new book is The Simple Home, and it's published by Penguin Viking.